D-I-S, you got a minute? KB50ZQ.
Go ahead, Delbert.
Well, I hadn't really talked to you since the water. Did you get much rain this last go around?
I got 2.18.
Oh, man, that's just a sprinkle. My gauge, two gauges, they both showed, one of them showed a short 4-inch, and the other said showed a full 4-inch. From, let's see, it hit here about 10:30 p.m., and from 10:30 to 8 o'clock a.m. is when I got that 4 inches. No hail, just water, and a little wind.
Yeah, it's about the same time as it came here. Just, I thought we might get by without getting it, but anyway, I'm glad I didn't get 4 inches.
Well, yeah, you didn't need it on them on your crops. I guess you lost a bunch of them, though, anyway. But like I say, me sitting up here on top of this hill, personally, it didn't hurt me since I didn't get no hail. Didn't hurt my tomatoes at all.
Well, that's good. I had all my alfalfa cut down and a bunch of oats. I'm pulling in the field now, checking them to see if I can start raking them. I don't know if I want to now, if it's going to rain again.
Well, it's about time you had a little bit of luck. Good luck, that is, instead of the bad part. Yeah, too much water. That's normal for a farmer, though, ain't it? You got enough for you. You got too much.
Seems to work out that way sometimes. Well, I'm here in the field. I'm going to check this, Delbert, and appreciate you hollering at me. Hope you're doing okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing okay. We'll catch you later. KB50ZQ.
N5VA.
Welcome to the SWIRA Link System. KB5LLI repeater.
CQ, CQ, CQ. This is KD5EQB with a new tornado watch. Dash Weather Service. KD5EQB, the National Weather Service. Norman has issued tornado watch. Number 211, effective until 10 p.m. this evening for the following areas. This includes 27 counties. Canadian, Cleveland, Grady, Kingfisher, Lincoln, Logan, McLean, Oklahoma, Payne, Pottawatomie, Pontotoc, Seminole, Cole, Hughes, Johnson, Marshall, Carter, Garvin, Jefferson, Love, Murray, Stevens, Caddo, Comanche, Cotton, Kiowa, Tillman. Again, this is Tornado Watch number 211 until 10 p.m. This will be KG5VQP. KG5VQP, all listening stations, all listening stations. WeatherNet will be active. I repeat, WeatherNet will be active.
QSL, thanks, Tom. KG5YBI.
CQ, CQ, CQ. This is KG5VQP with a new thunderstorm warning for Kingfisher County. Severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Kingfisher, west central Payne, northwestern Logan until 4:45. At 4 o'clock, a severe thunderstorm is located 6 miles northwest of Cashin, moving 30 miles northeast. Hazards include ping pong, qualified hail, and 60 mile per hour wind gust. KG5VQP clear. KG5VQP all listening stations. Significant weather advisory for central Kiowa, northeastern Tillman, and northwestern Comanche County until 4:45. At 4:13, a strong thunderstorm is located 9 miles south of Indianoma, moving north at 30 miles per hour. Hazards include hail the size of nickels and wind gust 50. KG5VQP.
QSL, KG5SI.
KB50ZQ.
over.
Well, looks like that storm got close to it. Is it getting there?
Yeah, the wall cloud just passed over.
You get moisture or anything?
About a quarter inch rain and some small hail.
Well, you didn't need to. Well, looks like it's all going to go.
Pretty impressive wall cloud there for a second. It's a storm spotter train drive past the house here.
Roger. Yeah, I was watching that. They had a pretty good shot of it on channel 9 there. And I've been kind of, I'm on my hand and I'm flipping from 7 to 9. But 7 ain't been doing much of it.
Roger, got somebody pulled up here in the yard. I got to have him hook up to a trailer.
Later, KB50ZQ.
Skywarn, net active.
Issued a tornado warning for the storm over in Seminole County. That's out of our coverage, but I wanted to mention it. WD5M, Caddo County.
N5VIN Mobile.
Skywarn, net active.
It requires your assistance, does it? KB50ZQ.
Yeah, with storm spotting and hooking up trailers and all such things at the same time there.
Well, that hail and that shower wasn't good on your hay on the rock rake up.
No, not at all. Spotting train and the TV stations all passed by.
Yeah, Channel 9 had one right there with you. One of them, I think, was Channel 9 because they had it. They was on it pretty well. Well, it was two of them, but one of them was right there, headed down there with you back, I think.
Yeah, saw them at Channel 5. Here's some more of them.
Channel 9 has been hung up on it, you know, solid. They haven't even stopped for commercials, but once in a great while.
It looked pretty impressive there for a minute. I got a good video of it, a picture I sent the board, and it's since dissipated now. Cyclone, I guess. All right. Station. Well, I guess they just wanted to aggravate. All right, I'm going to motor along here, Delbert. See you later, N5VIN Mobile.
Yeah, those pictures on Channel 9 made it look real, real impressive there at different times. It come and go. Later, KB50ZQ.
The warning remains in effect until 5:15 p.m. for South Central Noble, Northwestern Payne, and North Central Logan counties. A thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Mulhall, moving northeast at 30 miles an hour. Tornado and ping pong ball sized tail are the hazards. WD5M, Caddo County. QST, significant weather advisory for eastern Kiowa, southwestern Caddo, and northwestern Comanche counties until 5:15 p.m. At 4:47, a strong thunderstorm was located 8 miles southeast of Cooperton, moving north at 30 miles an hour. Hazards include hail the size of nickels and gusts up to 50 miles an hour. Locations impacted may include Mountain View and Wichita Mountains Wildlife Refuge. WD5M, Caddo County. Go ahead, Tom. WD5M.
So, how's it looking over there? I'm waiting on a wrecker right now to bring me a tire.
Right now, the area that we're covered on repeaters is not showing too much. The storm's building down there north of Lawton, north of the Wildlife Refuge. That's the last one I read out for SBS, or SBC. No, SBS. Haven't heard from Enid, from David up there, but there's a storm east of them that kind of hoping that it might be able to give some reports on, but so far nothing. Other than that, they're also wanting to keep an eye on this storm north of, coming up into Chickasha. They say it may build back up after it stirs for 30 minutes to an hour, I think is what you said. So they're kind of keeping an eye on that one as well. WD5M.
Okay. I'm still sitting in 6A proper to get an all-hauler at 6A.
South of Chickasha is going to go more east. I think it'll probably miss Chickasha. Again, it's weakened to below severe limits, but they have indications that it might come back to life here in an hour. So they're keeping an eye on that one. The one down in the wildlife refuge is just getting started, and it's tracking up toward the Carnegie right now, but it's just getting started. WD5M. This is WD5M. 5:38 p.m. The National Weather Service in Norman has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Kingfisher County until 6:30 p.m. At 5:37, a severe thunderstorm was located near Dover, moving northeast at 30 miles per hour. Ping pong ball sized tail and 60 mile an hour wind gusts are indicated. WD5M, Caddo County. Caddo County. Spotters over here in western Oklahoma need to stay aware. There's still some cells that are developing to the south. There's a cell south of Lawton and north of Medicine Park and over east of Duncan. There's conditions are ripe for some more severe weather tonight, or so keep an eye out. WD5M Caddo County.
75 LLI repeater.
QST, a significant weather advisory for southeastern Garfield, north central Logan, and southwestern Noble counties until 6:30 p.m. At 5:53, a strong thunderstorm was located 4 miles west of Orlando, moving north at 30 miles an hour. Hazards may include hail up to the size of nickels and wind gusts to 50 miles an hour. WD5M, Caddo County.
KB5, FOL.
N5VIN.
Looks like that storm north of Lawton's getting a little hefty as it goes over Lake Ellsworth.
Roger, I'm right on the east side of Ellsworth here. I really can't see anything because of the rain.
Are you John Deere Mobile?
Roger.
I thought I recognized that hum in the background. Alrighty. Well, that is about it, other than the storm farther south, west of Wichita Falls. Looks like there's some coming across, forming just north of the Red now in southeast Tillman County. Looks like they'll take the same trajectory and go across Lawton or close to it if it holds together.
Alright, well, keep us updated if you feel like it.
The co-op observer down at Lake Kemp had quarters laying on the ground when he showed up there about 15 minutes ago. I think larger him, he went over the lake itself to see if we can get some reports of something bigger. Give you 5 FOL.
Thank you, boys. N5VAN.
KG5DQP monitoring.
Yeah, I've been keeping an eye on this storm out by Hobart. There was a media report earlier on chat that there was a lowering, but I haven't heard any more. So just wondering if anybody was out there that we could talk to. But so far, nobody.
Might be behind it, though.
That's behind it. This spot that was interesting earlier was south of Hobart. It should be over Hobart about now. Let me see if there is anything else on chat just yet. Hang on. Something new. Let me see what this is. Weather Center services issued a new severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Ouachita and north central Kiowa counties until 11:45. A severe thunderstorm was located near Hobart, moving northeast at 35 miles an hour. Could have ping pong ball sized tail and 60 miles an hour wind gust. This is radar indicated. They're also saying to remain alert for possible tornado. This has got some interesting radar signatures in it. WD5M, Caddo County.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and get back in the pickup and head out west a little ways to see what's going on.
Coming real fast, but not sure if it's going to develop anything or not.
Bunch of, cloud cover over that way. I can't really tell beyond that.
Okay. Well, I'll get out there at least and get close to it and see what's up.
Turned right a bit, so it may be coming a little bit closer to us anyway. WD5M.
KD5 EQP, I'll be westbound out of Carnegie. Can you go ahead and give me a location on it, because I do not have radar. I'm just going to stay back a little ways.
Right now the area of interest, as far as I can see, is right around Hobart. The most intense part of the storm is there just to the east of Hobart, northeast of Hobart. The base velocity and storm relative velocity has a signature just a little bit south of Hobart, possibly, but that may be because of the late update. Looks like they've just issued another update. Let me see what it is. WD5M.
I'm going to be changing direction. I'm going southbound 58 out of Carnegie.
Becoming more organized with a better defined ZDR arc and increasing core aloft. So it could build into something interesting here. Hopefully you can get a good eye on it from that direction. I wasn't sure if it would come further north, but it'd let you get underneath it on your way to Mount View or Godibo, because it is turning more right, so you may have made the good choice of going south. WD5M.
Okay. I'm going to head south of Carnegie, kind of stay to the south of it. Just figured west would be kind of dangerous. I went ahead and tried to get a hold of Bill, let him know we had it coming in.
They haven't updated the warning since 11 o'clock, so they're kind of waiting to see what it does here. WD5M.
KD5 EQP, I'm going to be 4 south and 1 west of Carnegie. I'm going to sit up here and just kind of watch it. I got a pretty good visual on it.
Alright, right now the track's still pretty slow. It's currently showing to be tracking across, going to go across just west and north of Mountain View and toward Alfalfa, at least from the Twin Lakes radar. And then I think Frederick has it going more west, but let me see if it goes another. Yeah, the next scan has it going, east. Has it going a little bit more east than Oklahoma City does, but that's the general direction is up toward Alfalfa or Carnegie.
Okay. I'm going to be at that location I told you about. Looking back off to the west, I can see the rain-free base every once in a while in the lightning, but it looks pretty clear at this time. I only get to see it every about a minute or so. I mean, the lightning's pretty sparse.
Well defined on radar as far as I could tell, but definitely of interest there, see if it forms up in anything. WD5M.
My service wind picked up probably about 10-15 out of the south.
Flow. It's interesting, it's from the south. I would have expected a little more east, but maybe just be that It's, you know, stretched out to the east, northeast, and that may be just feeding into there.
Correction. That's going to be southeast on the way.
Yeah, there's a member of the media over, I think the last time he reported his position, he was near or south of Holbert. And he's still seeing the lowering, but still nothing defined at the moment. He's got the same as you, poor visibility, so better to have more eyes on it. Maybe we'll catch it. WD5M.
Well, he may have a better shot than me. I'm, you know, several miles out from it, but, you know, I'll try to stay at a safe distance. If I had my radar, I don't know what it did. I just left it to drop my computer, but, yeah, it looks pretty good from where I'm at, anyway.
Good spot. Otherwise, you'd have to get on, you know, county road, and I don't think with the rains the way they are, that'd be a great idea, but I think you're in a good spot the way it's headed. It should come right in front of you as it continues to the northeast. But it's, like I said, it's going pretty slow, so it might take a while.
Okay. Well, according to the radar image I'm looking at on my phone, now it's not real good, but I'm going to go ahead and cut back south about 2 more miles, because I'll be right in the, that little, you know, notch there, and I just can't do it with that radar.
The base reflectivity has most of it to the north of the highway, of Highway 9. I'm sure there's more extending south, but that's where the radar signature is. And they're talking right now, at least the latest update that I saw, was it's a little more disorganized, so it may be kind of trying to fall apart. We'll have to just wait another scan or two and let you guys eyeball it a few more minutes and see if you see anything come out of it. But the most significant part of it is over near Godebo and the Comality again. I guess that's the name of that town. So it's moved on further east of Holbert. It's mostly as far as the reflectivity is north of the Highway 9, WD5N.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to cut back 6 south, take the what we call the Ozark Trail, 1380, and go back west from there. Okay. Go down here, I look back into it. Where I was just at, the inflow picked up significantly. That's what got me kind of worried, because I thought it was maybe a little too close.
A fairly decent court, Comology and Godebo could be some decent hail in there. Radar algorithm showing an inch and a quarter, but I doubt that's getting quite to that size, but it could. So, the circulation is what was more of interest, I think, to everybody. WD5M.
Okay. Well, we'll be westbound now. Looking back into it, I'll update you in a minute. Okay. I'm looking back off to my northwest. It's a rain-free race. I do see a little bit of a lowering. It's not well-defined because, of course, I'm a ways from it, but I can definitely see something over there. I've got inflow here now. Picked up pretty good. Still about 10, 15 miles.
Like it's the interesting part of it is northwest of Godebo. Or west of Godebo, and still moving to the northeast.
Okay, well, I'm back northbound. Kind of getting back closer to it. I guess it moved on us a little bit. Yeah, I won't do that again. I won't leave without the computer again. I would have been good if I would have just headed straight west out of Carnegie a while ago.
It was turning right, and it's decided to go continue on to the northeast, it looks like. But yeah, I mean, you just really didn't know which way, but probably could have just sit still for, you know, a few more minutes in Carnegie and then made a good decision then. but I don't think you were entirely wrong. We'll just see what it does here. There's another guy on chat asking for an update, but let me read what they got here. WD5M.
What's that?
Does think it's looks and appears the storm has turned a little more to the north, so that's what we're seeing. Looks like they might have increased the scan rate on the Frederick radar so we can get quicker updates on it. WD5M.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be in between Mountain View and Carnegie. I'm at 1360 westbound now. I should be able to catch up to it here in just a second.
Shape file for the county road so I can figure out which one you're on here. I see it now.
WD5M. Okay, I'm going to be in between, I'm going to be closer to Mountain View, probably just a mile outside of Mountain View, to the southwest, direction southeast. Almost feels like it could be collapsing a little bit. The temperature's changed about 6 degrees.
Media guys says he's on the east side, two west of Godibo right now. He says there's broad, flat, updraft base, but nothing pronounced or lower, no pronounced lowering at the moment. So that's where he is. WD5M.
Okay. Well, I'm coming up on this next hill here, and I'll have a real good view of it. I'm about a mile out from it, though. I got a pretty good look at it. I'm going to be... one south, well, correction, that'd be three south, and a little southwest of Mountain View.
Okay, well, he's saying there's a guy that's over west of Godibo. He can see the stacked plates, you know, from the storm, but there's no lowering right now, so it may have lost it. WD5M.
Okay, yeah, I've got, pretty good view of it. Lightning's starting to, you know, really show it now. And yeah, I don't see anything. It looks pretty clear to me.
Probably make for a great picture during the daytime.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's neat at night, but yeah, daytime would probably be great right now because it looks to be a pretty good size area. You know, I know it's still far away, but if we were closer, it wouldn't look as big.
Yeah, it's continuing to track to the northeast, so it's not going to come as close to you as we thought it might, so you made a good choice to move further north again.
Well, as many years as I've been doing it, I've tried to get used to my surroundings, you know, when wind changes or temperature changes or something like that. I know I can move around by that. I used to have to do that a lot because back in the day I didn't have radar. The only, you know, Brian, I think, was the only one with radar at that time.
Well, sometimes your environmental cues are better than the radar.
Yeah, I just got a real good look at the face. Like a normal thunderstorm. The lighting's starting to get more impressive. A lot more cloud to ground. And they're real thick beams. I mean, they're... not thin, you know, so I don't know, it's just getting stronger, for sure.
Yeah, they're showing the radar showing the pops at 50 to 60,000 feet, so it's a pretty good size one.
Got pretty good info here. Now, when I was coming up on it, it was cooler, but farther west I've come, the environment's changed. Still have winds out of the southeast, probably about 10, 15 miles an hour.
Looking at the previous scans, it was taller over by Loma, so it's come down, and we'll see if it holds it back up, but yeah, we'll see if maybe it's just falling. WD5M.
Okay, well, I'm going to reposition and go ahead and head north since it's doing that for now. Probably going to go ahead north towards Alfalfa.
Showing the core over. I guess I issued another warning. Hang on just a second. Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for eastern Washita and north of western Caddo counties until 12:30. At 11:41, a severe thunderstorm was located 5 miles south of Cloud Chief, moving northeast at 30 miles an hour. Hazards include 60-mile-an-hour wind gust and quarter-sized hail. WD5M, Caddo County.
QSL, KG5, thank you.
Weather service says it looks like it may have re-intensified and turned back slightly to the right. That was about the time they were indicating that the warning was coming. And the other guy's straight north of Godibo right now. WD5.
Okay. I'm going to be northbound. Be coming up on Highway 9 shortly.
Yep, the VIL's getting a little thicker. Could be pretty good hail building up in this. At least it continues.
Okay.
The media spotters observing that it's much slower movement right now. And also that the storm's top divergence is quite strong.
I'm going to be just west of Mountain View. I mean, going back north here shortly. Got a pretty good view of it now.
The hail core should be just to your northwest from there. It's still moving to the northeast, so if you don't go too far north, you can stay on the hail core path. So watch it up there.
Okay.
Media spotter says he sees or saw a brief funnel northwest of Mountain View, 2 to 3 miles, so keep your eyes out.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to be looking from Highway 9 northwest. I am going to be just east of Mountain View, 1 mile. Looking back northwest, I have a little bit of a lowering, not too much, but it's there.
All right, probably a good spot for now. It's still moving to the northeast. Hail core is northwest of Mountain View, and I'm looking, trying to see if I can see a velocity signature here. At the slightly higher levels on storm relative, there north, or let's see, west-northwest of Mountain View, you might look, or either northwest or west-northwest of Mountain View.
Go back towards Mountain View. I've got a house in the way of me seeing that further south. Okay, I'm going to be right on Mountain View proper. I'm going to be looking back to the north, west-northwest. Okay, I got a real good view of it now. The lowering is no longer there. Looks like a clear rain-free base at this time.
Eye on it. We'll see if anything else comes out of it so far. Chat's been quiet for the last couple minutes. Looks like it's still on track to go northeast. Probably going to be north of Alfalfa. Got several minutes before that. It gets that far. It's still straight north, northwest of Mountain View.
Okay. I'm still looking back over that way. Still looks pretty good.
This last scan, I see a little bit more storm relative velocity almost straight north of Mountain View. But it may just be mid-level stuff. I'm not sure. It's just one scan, so it may be something we'll have to see for another scan.
Okay. Give me a second, and I'll keep watching that way.
Getting too far away from you, you might think about coming back around and going up toward Alfalfa, but like I said, it's still a few minutes to the, or several minutes to the west of Alfalfa.
I just had contact with the Sheriff's Office, Mountain View PD. I guess they've got a call for a rollover out here.
Yeah, they also updated the severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 12:30. For eastern Washita, northwestern Caddo counties, 12 a.m., severe thunderstorm was located 4 miles northwest of Alfalfa, moving northeast at 35 miles per hour. Hazards include ping pong ball-sized hail and 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts. Remain alert for possible tornadoes. WD5M, Caddo County.
KG5, BQP. I'm going to be in behind Channel 5 now. They just passed me. They're in front of me.
Safe distance. Hopefully you guys will catch something tonight. Hopefully not terrible, though. WD5M. And the OUN is saying just a minute or two ago that there's signs of circulation again, so maybe it's putting itself together again. WD5M.
Okay. Well, the guys in front of me are probably running about 85. I'm going to have to back off and let them go on. I don't know why they're going that fast.
Is going north of Mountain View or north of Carnegie?
They're going to have a rollover out here west of Carnegie. Not storm related. Not storm related, but definitely rollover.
Already, I would suggest going to Carnegie and heading north toward Alfalfa. That may be what they're doing as well. You could take 115 north of Mountain View, but I don't think you'd catch up with it that way. I think it'd be better guessing anyway that it's Alfalfa. Maybe a better choice, but up to you.
Okay. I don't think it's going to be northbound out of Carnegie here in about 2 or 3 minutes.
Well, the southern bow or notch, I don't know if I could call it a notch, but I guess you can, is west of Alfalfa on the reflectivity. And the storm relative velocity and the base velocity looks a little less interesting out that direction as well.
Yeah, Channel 5 turned around, went to hit that wreck. I'm northbound Carnegie now.
To your west, as you go up toward Alfalfa, you might, I don't know if I would go past Alfalfa. It's to the west of Alfalfa, if anything interest is going to show, I think.
There.
And storm relative is kind of out of Frederick. It's kind of showing a little interesting couplet there. Straight north of Mountain View and a little bit west-southwest of Alfalfa. Shows it as well. So a little bit south or west southwest of Alfalfa, straight north of Mountain View. And based on VIL, the hail core is straight west of Alfalfa as well.
Okay, I'm going to be looking back off to the west of Alfalfa. I've got a little bit of a lowering. Nothing but definitely hanging down. This lowering starting to be kind of a little bit lower, still not defined, but starting to get a little bit bigger. Okay, I do have a definite wall cloud, well-defined wall cloud. It's going to be northwest of Alfalfa.
I'm giving it to them on chat, and they're issuing a new warning with the Tor Fossil pool. Let me get it.
Storm seems to be intensifying as I get farther north. Winds have increased, I'd say about 20 miles an hour out of the southeast.
Okay. That hail core is still mostly to the west of the highway, moving to the northeast. It has a track of going between the Colony and Eakley.
Well, I have a... let me get it confirmed. Might have a little bit of a funnel out of it. Stand by. Okay, just a wall cloud at this time. Well, it appeared to be there. It's no longer there. We'll keep an eye on it. I'm going to be setting up here this intersection where I'm at. I'm currently at 58 and 1270. I'm going to be back south of it a little bit, but I still have a very good visual of it.
All right, keep us informed, WD5M.
Channel 5 is getting into it a little bit better than me, but again, I'm confirming a pretty good wall cloud. Starting to look a little bit more ragged now. Not so much defined as it was. Looking back off to the north, northwest of Alfalfa. I'm going to hang back south of it. I'm going to let Channel 5 on its way up there, so they have eyes on it, I'm sure. Probably a little bit better than me.
It's not well defined. Radar hook on it is still to the west or west southwest of Alfalfa, so keep an eye to the west there as well. Base velocity scan at about 1216 still shows a couplet west of Alfalfa.
Okay. I'm currently southeast of it right now, looking back to the northwest. Still have a little bit of a lowering there. Like I said, it's still pretty ragged looking. Are the environmental, are the environmental still good towards the northwest? Back out towards the city, or you think it's rained out up there?
Well, I think it's still got potential. As I said, if it gets in the cooler air behind the front, it might diminish, but I think there's still potential. They talked like it earlier anyway, but this one just keeps pulsing. That's what they're talking about on chat, claiming that this Channel 5 was causing it by seeding, causing it to pulse anyway. WG5 now.
Okay. I do have a wall cloud with a funnel on it. I'm trying to catch it to see if it's rotating. It's gotten a lot lower to the ground.
From Alfalfa.
Southwest.
Pause a second and say it again.
It'd be southwest of Alfalfa. I'm going to say it's about maybe a quarter of the way down my horizon. If I measure it up to the horizon, about a quarter of the way out of the sky.
Lower.
I'm trying to get a better look at it. I'm not getting it backlit as well as I was. It appears to be a funnel sticking out of the wall cloud. It keeps changing direction back and forth. I don't know if that's... I can't tell if it's rotating, though. I mean, but it is definitely changing positions in the air.
Could be, Scud spinning around in the lowering, but keep an eye on it. We'll see if it forms.
Okay, I've got a good shot of it then. It looks just like a ragged wall cloud now. It's come back up. There's a good space between the horizon now. Had a lightning strike just northwest of my location. I don't know what it hit, but it hit something.
Well, there is a big thing sticking in the sky down there.
Well, this is going to be southwest of it.
Put Twin Lakes on sales too, and they're saying that it definitely shows signs of intensification, 65 dBZ to 24,000 feet.
Yeah, I'll agree with the intensity. The lightning is definitely getting more intense.
Coupling on storm relative west of Alfalfa.
Okay, I've got visual on our tower, and I've got visual all the way south of it to the southwest. Doesn't appear to be anything there now. Looks like a pretty free base. However, back to the southwest of that, I'm not getting any lightning, so I really can't see that far south.
Yeah, I can almost picture the rain-free base to the southwest of, or north of Mountain View, where this is hanging down, so I can almost visualize it here on radar. WD5M. There might be something forming further to the west than this one. There's another line just behind it, and could be something stirring up down there as well.
Where is that located right now?
To the northwest of Mountain View and straight west of Alfalfa.
Okay, that's going to be the system I'm looking at now. I believe the other other one's lifted off from me. Now, I still have visual on it. I can see it, but I do see the other area down here as well. What I like sitting right here north of the cotton gin, just north of Carnegie, I mean, you can see all the way around you pretty much.
Another update. Hang on. Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for east central Washington, southern Caddo, and southwestern Canadian counties until 1:15 a.m. At 12:26, a severe thunderstorm was located near Alfalfa, moving northeast at 35 miles per hour. Hazards include ping pong ball size hail and 60 mile an hour wind gusts. Also be on alert for tornadoes. WD5M, Caddo County.
Seems to have lost its intensity a little bit. Almost no lighting. Just a little bit here and there.
Yeah, I think it's just pulsing. Even the velocity dropped off a little bit, it looks like. Not as distinct anyway. It comes back up again. And I don't know if we have any spotters up around Eakley, but the hail core is already up to the west of Eakley. In fact, it's heading to the northeast. It's going to be north of Eakley here in the next 15 minutes.
I'm directly south of the Caddo Emergency Management Tower. Looking back off to the north, just a bit north of Alfalfa. And still have a pretty good visual on it. Don't see anything hanging out there. Real good visual back to my west and northwest on the second place here.
Yeah, the media guys are seeing north surface winds at Alfalfa, a new wall cloud to the northeast. So continuing to move over.
Okay. I see it. I do see a wall cloud. It's going to be directly north of me. I'm going to be, I'm not sure how many miles north I am, but just to the south of Alfalfa and looking back off to the north, maybe east, northeast, where I'm at anyway. But yeah, I do see a wall cloud there. Still seeing a pretty good little wall cloud there. Be just north. Yeah, I would say it's northeast of Alfalfa.
Yeah, it's going to come pretty close to Eakley if it continues its path.
I'm not really seeing anything anymore. My northern storm I don't see anything there anymore at all. Probably going to lose visual on it here pretty quick. Still looking back off to the west. There could be something there, but I'm not really sure. Let me look at it a little longer.
Yeah, the stronger cell is north of Eakley, at least the hail core is. There's still some rotation or velocity signatures there around Eakley. And one further to the west may have some, but it's not as intense of a storm, so I'm not sure if it's going to drum up something or not.
It looks pretty clear now. That was just a good cloud I was seeing back off to my northwest.
Yeah, most of it's up from north of Alfalfa, and most of it being north of 152, continuing to move to the northeast. And Weather Service says that western core is intensified, so it may still build into that.
Okay, well, I've got a wind change here. Got pretty cool on me. I might have a little outflow. Looking straight off to the west. Northwest probably. Let me look at it again. It may just be some more scud. I've got a little bit of a lowering. It's going to be southwest of Alfalfa. Nothing to really worry about right now, but it's a little bit there.
Yeah, I think the eastern storm may have diminished the collapse some. That may have been the outflow you felt. And the western storm is growing in height compared to the other one. So there may be something coming about there. WD5M.
Okay, I definitely do have a pretty good one northwest of my location. I'll keep watching it though.
The western storm continues to intensify, and the couplet is west-northwest of Alfalfa, just to the south of 152.
Till a little bit of a lump went back up now.
Well, it's just starting to look a little bit clearer. Pretty flat base, so not see much of anything right now.
Yeah, I think it's just pulsing. One's dying, one's growing, then the next swamp. But still, a couple are showing there from two legs. Just issued an update. Let me see what WD5 is. WSC, severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 1:15 a.m. for east central Washita, northern Caddo, and southwestern Canadian counties. At 12:57, a severe thunderstorm was located near the colony, moving east at 20 miles an hour. As it includes golf ball sized hail and 60 mile an hour wind. Locations impacted include Hinton, Finger, Eagley, Wakiva, Colony, Four Car Reservoir, and County. WD5 9, a severe thunderstorm located near Eagley, moving east at 25 miles an hour, capable of 2-inch hail and 60 mile an hour wind gusts. Locations impacted include Hinton, Finger, Eagley, Wakiva, and Cedar Lake, WD5M, Caddo County.